Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Itchke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
All right, I guess we are starting. We were going to run some special music to get us kind of in the mood here, as I wanted to throw out a shout-out coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada for the big UFC fight tomorrow. But we wanted to do a shout-out to Michael P.S. Hayes and the fabulous Freebirds going in the WWE Hall of Fame. It's about damn time, if nothing else. They should have gone in years ago. But then on the same line, we'll broadcast live from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in a couple weeks. And the same thing goes out to my good buddies in Chicago and Robin Zander and Cheap Trick. So we'll get more with those guys. As a matter of fact, they're going to be on the show here, I don't know, next week, maybe the week after. And we will talk a little bit with those guys. But first and foremost, as we wait the arrival of Wegs in studio there back in Clearwater.
I'm here. Hey, hey.
What happened to our Backstreet music?
It's ready.
Music.
It's ready and waiting. It was ready for the breaks, not for the intro. So that was my fault.
What kind of producer are you?
Hey, I'm just doing what I'm told.
So what's all right, let's get right into this shenanigans, this show that was put on yesterday by Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz. Did you catch it?
I did. And I think we definitely saw a lot of that old Nate Diaz that we were expecting. One thing that you had brought up along with Jay on.
No, we didn't. We didn't see Nate Diaz. He's still.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. Where's the Nate? You know, and
he came forward. He was getting in his face.
He got in his face until Conor slapped his hand, and then he took a step back, and then Dana got in the way, and
everybody got in the way.
I understand that, and you know, it's really easy to look bad when people are standing in front of you. All right, Jake Shields, who I think should be suspended, I think he should be fined, I think he should lose his fighter's license for jumping up on that stage first and foremost. I think that they should put in place, especially for the 209 guys, you know, who I'm supporting in this whole thing, but it's still a sham. If you jump up, it's kind of like if you come off the bench in hockey or, you know, basketball or whatever, you're suspended. If you get involved in something that you really shouldn't be involved in, you should be penalized. Second,
I think that's a good call. Yeah.
Second, like my Ronda Rousey comment from a couple weeks ago, if you're going to jump up on stage and act bad, do something. Instead, Jake Shields runs up, and he doesn't even go towards Conor. If you watch it again, he starts on the side that Conor was on. And when those guys walked in, there was about 812 of them that walked in with Nate Diaz. Jake Shields starts on the left, jumps up on the stage, goes to the right, so he's now behind Nate instead of jumping right into it. You know how they didn't mess around when that free-for-all happened in Nashville?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. That's true.
Did you see that? No. Now, I like Nick and Nate, but I liked that Nick goes up to the stage. You know, he's down on the ground, and I guess Nick told Nate that if Conor touches him, he's going to whoop his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing starts. Nick takes a step towards the stage, and Dana points to him and says, "Stay down there." It was perfect.
Good call.
It was a good call, and it made Nick look okay, like he wanted to get involved, but he was told to stay down. I think everybody else that jumped up there, they're not going to do anything. Don't pretend like you're bad, and all of them are pretending like they're bad. You know, Nate's talking a little bit more now. You know, I just watched the thing that I think they did for Fox Sports 1. You know, they were in two different rooms. They had cops in front of the door. It's selling pay-per-views, and that's good, but I still don't think this is the Nate Diaz that we all have seen in the past. This isn't the Nate Diaz that, you know, flipped off Cowboy Cerrone's hat. This isn't the Nate Diaz that you are afraid that if you do something, he's going to fight today instead of tomorrow. I didn't ever get that he was going to throw a punch. Good for Nate. You know, you don't want to get suspect. And something should happen to Connor, but it won't.
Because it's Connor.
Because it's Connor. Now, absolutely. I put out, you know, it was on Twitter, and I kind of put out, here's what I think should happen. I think Connor McGregor should be fined, and the penalty should be he should show up. He has to show up on time to everything for the next 9 months.
How late did that press conference start?
40 minutes, I think. And the that was open workout, he was an hour and a half late.
Why? I don't understand that. How does this happen? Is it just because they don't want to show up on time? It's just because they don't want to? Or is stuff happening that actually keeps them from being where they need to be on time? Don't they have handlers for this?
Here's what we were talking about in the media room at the MGM yesterday. Everybody's kind of like, well, Conor this, Conor that. Bull malarkey. Conor McGregor is being late on purpose. If you're late one time, okay. If you're late two times, hey, come on, get your watch fixed. If you're late all the time, he's telling the media, he's telling the fans, he's telling Dana White, he's telling everybody else, and he has said this. This isn't me making it up. He's telling everybody it's his show. He'll get there when he feels like it, and you'll wait on him. Because how many people left the open workout because Conor McGregor was late? Other than me.
I'm sure nobody.
Nobody. Because you're not going to leave.
They take that treatment.
Now, basically. I left because we had the other radio show. But I don't know if I would have stayed an hour and a half. The problem is they don't tell you, well, Connor's going to show up when he feels like he'll be in an hour and a half late, because I would have left right away.
Sure.
But, you know,
yeah.
You wait. You're like, okay, he's going to walk in any minute. He's going to walk in 10 minutes ago. Here's – and I don't have the reason why he told me this. And I'm not going to say who this fan is. But there is a super Conor McGregor fan. He has been on the Conor McGregor bandwagon since the very first second. And he told me earlier today he's rooting for Nate Diaz.
And but he did not say why?
Probably partially because of this. But again, we're texting back and forth.
Gotcha.
And I was busy doing other things at the time with a closed door, if you know what I'm saying. I was going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right.
So I really didn't want to text back and forth too much. But, you know, he's probably had enough. Said he doesn't think he's going to win, but he's rooting for him to win. And that would be like you telling me you're rooting for Alabama over Auburn.
I'm picking up the reference, yeah. In other words, it would be a very big deal to go against somebody or a team that you are diehard about. Do you think that the shenanigans that happened yesterday did do anything when it comes to pay-per-view sales? Is it enough hype? Yeah. Is it a big enough deal to make a difference financially?
Well, you know, here's the thing, and you know, we'll never know numbers. We'll never know who wasn't going to order it and now is going to order it. But by them doing whatever they did, if it sells one more pay-per-view, then that's another dollar in Connor's pocket. So it's not going to hurt Connor to do what he did. It's not going to hurt Nate Diaz to do what he did. You know, like I said, I'm sure no fines, no penalties, no
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Why not? So I think we're going to do the same thing on April 13th from the Press Box Sports Emporium when we do our special UFC show with UFC fighters, and I already have some confirmations of who's coming. So we're going to do some kind of shenanigans like that too, just to get butts in the seats at the press box.
I don't even know what it is, and I already like it. For all I know, it could be me jumping around in a mascot suit out on Dale Mabry.
I like it. Maybe
how'd
we'll
you guess?
Yeah, I think we'll move forward with that. You know, for sure.
So this is one of those times where I have to remember. Sometimes it is better to keep my mouth shut.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Since I've known you as long as I have, it's always better to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because I will take anything and move it on. Before we move on too much, a couple interviews are set that you're going to handle while I'm
we
out
do.
Here.
We still we started off like a house of fire. We didn't get a chance to go to the schedule. We actually do have Perry Vanderbeck back on the program for our Rowdies Minute, talking about a couple things coming up before their season starts. That's at 1:20, scheduled for 1:20. And then also Joe Sabatini at 1:45, going to be talking about Festivals of Speed coming back to St. Pete. That's on April 1st. So we'll be talking about some cars and luxury lifestyle type stuff. So make sure you hang around for those. But that is the rest of the schedule for today, our interviews.
And I'll be honest with you, while you're doing those two interviews, I'll still be online, but I'm going to be checking Yelp out for where I want to go to lunch.
Is there a quote unquote new place for you out there? Can you find a new place, or have you been there so many times that everything is just old hat?
No, you can always find something new. I believe our Las Vegas correspondent, Greg Hendrick, said that there's more restaurants in this, you know, just on the Las Vegas Strip area than probably any city in the world. I think, you know, New York, you know, may cut it close, but, you know, there's tons of places. You know, I can't find them all.
But do they pass the Randy Harris test? That's the difference.
Some have, most haven't. You know, I've gone to a couple all excited. You know, I Yelp, and, you know, the number one buffet, I go to it, and honestly, I could cook better in my kitchen. And I don't cook well.
You cooking?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Really?
So, you know, it's kind of hit and miss, and then when I'm only out here a couple days, and yes, I am not going to the barbecue out here, because after you eat at Holy Hog in Tampa, I'm not going to go anywhere else. I'll wait. I'll be at the Holy Hog on Monday for sure, and I may even give away a gift certificate for somebody to go enjoy some Holy Hog, you know, at the same time. All right, I know we're cutting it late. Do we need to hit the break? Okay, do we want to go to Larry, or do we want to do the break? Producer back in the main studio. Make the call, Alex.
I say go to Larry.
All right, let's go to Larry. I guess Wegs didn't want to talk. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
All right, how are you?
Hey, Randy, you know what, LeBron James, I guess something's going on in Cleveland. I know he went back to Cleveland. I'm hearing some rumors that he and Irvin not doing too well together. I'm thinking about, they haven't won a championship yet, and I'm thinking when the Lakers had that issue with Kobe and Shaq, that they separated, and I guess what's going on in Cleveland? I'm sure you know what's something going on there.
Well, what I've heard was, yeah, they're not getting along. You know, they both believe they're superstars, and let's be honest, there's only one of those two that would be considered a superstar, and they're trying to compare that to what happened in Miami. The only difference is, and I know that this has been well documented, was the fact that Wade and LeBron were friends beforehand. Wade and LeBron sat down and talked about coming together beforehand. Wade and LeBron are friends, and so everything worked out. When Irving, you know, came, he was expecting to be the man. And on a lot of teams, he would be the main guy. And it's ego. There's so much ego in everything that we do, and he wants to be the man, and he will never be as long as LeBron is on that team.
Right. And also with Golden State, I know we know who the man is, Curry, but other guys are important as well. I think that's the biggest problem with these basketball players. It's okay if you're not the man that night. You have a different man. Like every night you have a different guy maybe leading the team and scoring, but I guess you didn't know who the leader is. And LeBron is the man there. You didn't know that. But the thing is, you can get along. But I think even with the coaching, they changed coaches a few weeks ago, and I know the other guy was doing okay, but what are you going to do, fire the coach again, fire the other coach? And we're going to find out this weekend how good they are. I guess with the Celtics are playing better ball right now, and they play tomorrow night. And I'm thinking that if they don't win the championship this year or get back there, they don't get back there, you can't fire the coach. You just fire the coach.
You can fire the coach. Larry, you can fire the coach. If LeBron says fire this guy, they'll do it again.
Well, you can't fire two coaches.
Why can't you? Why can't you?
Well, most times, if you fire one coach, you should bring the coach in that you want.
Well, I understand that. But again, when you have the guy, and that's the problem in Cleveland, is the fact that LeBron is running the show, whether he admits it or he's not. If LeBron doesn't like it's the end of this year, or they'll wait and run it out, and then they'll bring a new coach in next year. It's all up to your superstar, and that's in every sport, because you can't get rid of the superstar. You can't get rid of one of, you know, and again, not just LeBron, but we'll say the top five or the top 10 players in whatever league. You're not going to get rid of them. You're not going to trade your superstar because he doesn't get along with your head coach. You're going to get rid of the coach again.
Right, but it's going to be tough for if they did get a loan, I was hoping that they could play Golden State again and be healthy. Maybe they got a good shot. But looking at Golden State, the way they're playing ball right now, Randy, it's just like when Michael Jordan was playing, the other Charles Barkley and all these guys, the mailman and all these great players, they could not win a championship while he was playing. So it seems like with Golden State, the way they're playing right now, it doesn't make a difference how good they're playing. It's going to be kind of tough to beat Golden State Warriors right now.
And to explain that, you know, and you're a basketball guy, and, you know, basketball on the planet, you could have one of the top two or three, you know, ball players on the planet, but it's a team sport. So unless you're Michael Jordan with decent talent around you, because, you know, some of those guys were good. I don't think they were the greatest ever, but they were very good, and they were around the best player in the league at the time. Golden State is playing as a team, partly because Curry and Thompson come from the NBA family. They grew up in it. They grew up in the locker room. They grew around that stuff. And so I never would expect Thompson to be that guy like Irving, you know, in that he wants the limelight. He wants whatever. He's happy winning. He's happy setting records. He loves the team. We've talked to Maurice Spates. You know, it's a very close-knit team there, and that'll never happen. I'm not saying guys won't leave, because I know they had the guy leave last year after winning. It's about making money. You won the ring, now go get the money. But I don't ever see that inside fighting, even outside, when you're talking the Golden State Warriors.
Right, and Spates doing well this year. I was surprised. I thought maybe they'd get – I know he missed a big shot last year, but doing this year, he's doing a – get a big – I mean, he's doing real well this year, so – I know with him, you like him because he's from St. Pete, so we'll see what happens down the road.
Well, and I'm going to correct you on one thing, and then I have to let you go. He didn't miss a shot. He missed a dunk. There's a big difference.
Okay.
There's a big difference. And that's our boy, Maurice Spates. All right, Larry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, Randy, you mentioned about that place. I never been to this barbecue place you're talking about. Is that a good place to go to?
Amazing.
Not only is it amazing, Larry, but, you know, I'm a big believer in if you ask, you will receive. Not always, but in this case, you did. You will. Shoot me your address, and I'll send you out a gift certificate to the Holy Hog in Tampa.
I've never been there. Maybe, hey, I might like it. Never know, huh?
Not might. You will.
I will. Okay.
You will.
All right, Randy. Y'all have a good one, guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Hopefully the Celtics will beat Cleveland tomorrow night, Randy.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it down the road. Enjoy the best barbecue in Tampa Bay at the Holy Hog. We're going to hit a quick break. Wegg's in studio. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, as we get ready for Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz, and Miesha Tate, Holy Holm, and a whole bunch of others tomorrow night, UFC 197, I believe, right?
Six.
196. See,
yep.
I'm getting ahead.
Close enough.
I'm looking forward to 200 so much, I don't care what number we're at. All right, let's hit a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You've seen Rugged Maniac on Shark Tank. You've heard us talk about Rugged Maniac last year. And now Rugged Maniac will be returning to the Tampa Bay area on April 23rd. Rugged Maniac is the epic party. And I know, as I ran the Rugged Maniac last year, and we'll be doing it again on April 23rd. With 25 epic obstacles and a 3-mile course that makes this the ultimate event that you'll love and continue to ask for more. You can run individually or as part of a team, and both are a ton of fun. With the lowest prices and the most obstacles, it's easy to see why Rugged Maniac has become America's favorite obstacle race. Don't delay and sign up today. Go to ruggedmaniac.com for more details and easy-to-follow instructions on signing up.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Where's Wagstaff? Did he run? Did he hide? He must have. I'm in Las Vegas. He's in the studio. Everything is getting ready for UFC 196 tomorrow. Last night, Team USA, the women's team, played at Tampa Stadium.
That'd be Raymond James.
Raymond James. I'm like, what's the name of the financial place?
That one.
All right, and I know you got Perry Vanderbeck coming up any second, correct?
Momentarily. We are reaching out to him as we speak, so we will be bringing Perry Vanderbeck from the Rowdies to the show as promised. Yeah, we had Team USA women's team playing against England here, got a 1-0 win out of that one, so that's obviously a step in the right direction, getting ready for the next World Cup. I mean, we're going to be seeing them in Rio here soon.
Are we? Because there's been a lot of talk and a lot of rumors. Do you really think that they're going to follow through? I don't. But do you think that they'll follow through and boycott the Olympics?
Yeah, I don't. That's happened once before and not very well received. I don't think that that's going to come to fruition. I don't think that's going to happen. But in the meantime, before we go on talking about Olympics, that's later on this summer, we have something more pressing to get to, and that would be the Rowdies, talk about the Rowdies preseason heading into their season opener in about a month. So let's welcome back to the program Perry Vanderbeck. Perry, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, Randy. How are you doing?
Doing well. Randy's out in Las Vegas right now, and so he's definitely enjoying all the festivities for UFC 196 right now, leaving me back here in the studio. So I get to talk with you about everything that's going on with the Rowdies. First of all, let's go ahead and talk about how this preseason tournament against the MLS teams went. How would you grade this?
Well, first of all, it was a very good experience for our team and for our players. You know, you look at, obviously, going into preseasons in the past, we've never been faced with the competition at this level. So we had a few MLS teams that were in the area, and, you know, we just tried to work it out that they would play some games at our stadium. And then when everything came out, it says, you know what, obviously we'd like to be part of it. And again, we'll do our best to be prepared because MLS, they start their season this weekend. We don't start for another 5 weeks. So, again, just 10 days into it, our first game was against DC United, which, again, obviously wasn't a bad result. We lost 1-0, but, again, just, watching both halves. And, again, Stuart Campbell, our head coach, was, just looking at the players, giving everyone an opportunity to kind of just gauge where they're at that time. So, then we played against Philadelphia, and obviously our last game, playing against Montreal, we tied 0-0, and I thought it was a great all-around effort by halves. And so for us, we're still progressing. We've got some time before the start of the season, but you look back and see competition at that level, just gauging it. So I think, it was a good tournament for us.
Yeah, definitely. The outcomes, especially in preseason, the outcomes are not necessarily going to be seen on the score sheet or on the results. The progress is being seen by the coaches and the training staff on the field as the game goes on. Speaking of the next game, that would be tomorrow, one day, 5 hours and 33 minutes away, but who's counting?
Right.
That's going to be against USF Bulls up in Tampa, and that's right before you guys get on a jet plane and head to England for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit about tomorrow night's game. Again, another step in our preparation for the preseason. The game starts at 7 p.m. Anybody that buys a ticket for the game, their son or daughter is welcome to participate in a starts at 5:30 to 6:30, which is right down on their training field. And again, we use a lot of the former Rowdies, former USF alumni. And this is the seventh season they're actually doing this. It's the fundraiser for the soccer program at USF. It's always an entertaining game. USF has been in preseason for the last almost 6 weeks. They've played some MLS teams too, so, and they've always been competitive. I mean, George Kiefer, the head coach there, and his staff have done a very, very good job. Obviously, the recruit players, they're always, I would say, in the top 15 in the country. Sometimes they've been in the top five. And I think that says a lot for this, for the players in this area. So we're looking forward to the game. We know it's going to be a good match for us. It's going to be a competitive game. And again, like you said, we get on the plane on Sunday. We head over to the UK. We've got three games. The first game is we'll be playing on next Wednesday against Nottingham Forest. Then we have a second game on Friday. We're playing against Notts County. And then on Tuesday the 15th, we'll be playing against Stoke. So those are three very, I think, high-profile, good competition, very direct, very, it's going to help us as we, obviously finish our final preparation for the preseason. A little bit different atmosphere. See, the pace of the game. So it's going to be a good test. And as, like I said, as we get closer and closer to our season opener, obviously this will be Stuart and his staff will be picking the team.
Yeah, definitely a good challenge to have. Obviously already challenged with the MLS teams coming in, going to face top level teams over across the pond. Big name, a lot of exposure. And there was a little bit of a tweak to that schedule with the Stoke game. Was supposed to be Leicester City. Obviously, any BPL team is going to be a good chance for everybody to challenge themselves. But is there anything lost in the fact that you don't get to play the number one team in the British Premier League right now in Leicester City?
Yeah, well, again, that was set up through our head coach, Stuart Campbell, because Stuart had once played for Leicester, still has a relationship with a lot of the members that are still at the club. So, and again, just because of the scheduling, we weren't able to make that game happen. So instead, obviously we wanted to keep it at the level. So with our contacts, we're able to play against Stoke City. So, again, there's only so many things you can, make happen. And again, the game over there, obviously it's always changing just like it is here. Sometimes, they get midweek games or, the reserves are playing in another place and, schedule just didn't work out. But, the three games that we have, they're going to be very competitive. It's going to be a very good test for, the players that we have on roster now. And I just think it's just, there's not much more you can get in our from going from MLS now to a preseason tour in the UK, you know, back to coming here and opening on April 2nd against N11 at Al Ling Stadium.
Very cool, very cool. And with that, we definitely want to wish you guys luck. This is a very big thing that the team is going to be able to accomplish, is just to be able to get some games in against the Premiership teams, get a little bit more experience and getting prepared for the new season. So once again, good luck, and we look to talk to you again soon once we have you back for the Rowdy's Minute.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the tour when we get back. And obviously, you know, with the home opener coming up on April 2nd against Indy 11, that's, again, we feel will sell out. And, again, that's our home opener. And, again, that's one we're preparing for.
Thank you very much, Perry, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
That's Perry Vanderbeck from the Tampa Bay Rowdies, again, going out to England to have a preseason tournament out there. Make sure you get your tickets for the first game of the season against Indy 11. Go to rowdysoccer.com for that. And
we're talking a month.
Yeah.
Home in a month.
Yep. Yeah. This
Real sad news, real quickly. And it's not, you know, deathly sad news, but it's sad news for the Tampa Bay area and, you know, the player show at the press box. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have decided not to, right now, keep Danny Lansana.
Oh, wow. That is some pretty bad news. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's one of those they would have had to tender them, and when you tender and then somebody's
strictly business, gotta, then.
Right. It's strictly a business. I think they'd like to keep Danny. You know, I don't think that, you know, he's not making a ton of money, and you've got the two superstars and the other two linebacker spots. But, you know, they're going to address some other things. I don't think it's number one or number two on their important list right now.
Sure.
You know, they got to take care of a few other things. And I know Mankins hasn't decided what he's going to do.
Retire, yeah.
Yeah, he may, you know. And they're claiming that it has nothing to do with the draft, whether he does or he doesn't. I find that hard to believe. I think you'd rather know before than after. But I just wanted to get that out real quick to Danny. You know, he busted his butt, made the team, busted his butt, became a starter, busted his butt. And I think good things for him. I think he'll definitely play. Now, whether it's here or somewhere else, who knows. But, you know, I hope it's here, but I just wish him well. And while I was thinking about it, and as I was writing some notes down here at the suite in Las Vegas, I figured I better say something before, you know me, I would forget.
I got you. Sounds good. Are there any other breaking news things that you'd like to share before you forget?
Well, sure. You know, we'd like to congratulate Gerald McCoy on being the Grand Marshal.
Absolutely.
Grand Prix. So he'll be out there, and I don't think he'll do the gentleman start your engine thing, does he? I think he's just going to get in the little car.
Right. Well, especially for him.
Well, yeah, everything. and then, you know, do the lap around. You know, what's a shame is, you know, not too long ago, 5, 4, 9, 12, 116 years ago, they used to bring one of the ride-along cars, and they would put the media, you know, it was a two-seater, one behind each other, and they would have Mario Andretti do about 140, you know, through the streets of St. Pete on the track. And it's a shame that they've stopped that, but because that's definitely something that I enjoy doing. I know you would enjoy to do, but more importantly, I'd enjoy getting Ed in one of those cars. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. I figured you'd be all for it.
And he is a grand marshal of the race, so yeah, he does get to say start your engine.
He says that? He actually does say that?
Yeah, he will.
That's cool. Speaking of the Grand Prix, that's just next week. That's next weekend. So that obviously is the first IndyCar event of the year. They always start it here in St. Pete. The 11th, 12th, and 13th. Make sure that you get your tickets. However many tickets are available, go to gpstpete.com to get them.
And you have the Valspar next week as well.
There is, yeah. The PGA event up at Innisbrook. Looking forward to that. Always look forward to that. If it's golf, then I'm all about it.
It's really a shame, though, that they couldn't get, you know, some top-tier golfers out there.
Yeah, they're really lacking when they try to bring people in each year. So Maybe they'll decide to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, I believe they're bringing in the number one golfer. That's all.
Yeah, it's the competition pales in comparison if you're talking about when you and I get on the golf course.
Yeah, just a tad. But if you want to get out for golf, you definitely should. Thursday's a great time to go as well, because with your admission on Thursday out there at Innisbrook, you can also stay and watch the group that I just saw two nights ago. Rascal Flatts will perform on Thursday night. So it's two for one. You know, tickets for this concert, $180. All you have to do is have a ticket to the golf tournament on Thursday, and you can check out arguably the greatest country band right now, Rascal Flatts, for free, or for the cost of, obviously, the ticket to watch that day's golf. So, and Monday is the Celebrity Pro-Am, right?
I believe it is, yes. That is a true statement. So,
that's rare.
I think that's what, that you said is a true statement?
Yeah, that I gave a true statement.
Well, one thing that is true is that we are over our break, so we need to hit it and make sure we pay these bills. So, with that said, we will hit it. Talking Sports with Randy Harris. We'll be back in a moment.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
It's royal fun for everyone. The 2016 Florida Strawberry Festival, March 3rd through March 13th, with over 24 of America's top entertainers performing daily at 3:30 and 7:30 p.m. on the Wish Farm Soundstage. Hundreds of exhibits, arts and crafts, free entertainment, awesome food fit for a king, and of course, our world-famous Plant City Strawberry Shortcake. Ride all you want special days and nights on the Bell City Amusements Midway with over 80 of the most exciting rides in our kingdom. Plus, the Sunny Bell Kitty Corral for the little ones. Gate admission is just $10 for adults, $5 for kids, children 5 and under, free. Or visit a participating public supermarket for discounted admission tickets. Get details and your tickets today at flstrawberryfestival.com. That's flstrawberryfestival.com. The 2016 Florida Strawberry Festival. Royal fun for everyone.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's George W. Bush, and you're listening to Sports with Randy Harris. Hey, this is George W. Bush, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Whatever.
There's the bad streets of Atlanta, GA. There's the bad streets of St. Pete, where we have the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg next weekend. And then following that, we have the Festivals of Speed returning to St. Petersburg. That's going to be on April 1st. And to talk more about that, we have, as promised, Joe Sabatini on. Joe, welcome back to the program.
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing amazing. Can't be better because I'm excited to talk about some fast cars and some luxury lifestyle stuff. So we have how many years is this for Festivals of Speed being in St. Pete?
This is going to be the 12th annual, so never skipped a year. You know, we were kind of born and baptized there. That's where the company started, so it's one of our favorite events. And gets about 400 cars.
Now, I'm looking at the website right now, and you've expanded. It's Amelia Island, St. Pete, Orlando, other places. And there's actually people who are able to submit their cars to be judged for this. So is this something where do people travel along with you with their cars and enter in each of the places?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got we have a pretty hardcore following, which is, you know, I couldn't be happier about that. I have guys and gals that have actually, you know, we operate mainly in Florida, but we do smaller boutique events in California and New York, and I've had guys fly out to California for a cocktail party featuring jets and cars and then leave 2 days. But, yeah, they do, you know, I've got guys from Orlando that come to the Miami shows. I have a lot of Miami collectors that come up all the way to the other end of the state to Amelia Island next weekend. They love it up there. It's a nice kind of break, I guess, from the big city life of Miami, you know.
Fair enough. Sometimes you have to get away a little bit and relax, and certainly you can do that in some of these cars. You can get to A to B very, very quickly. What is your, over the years, I'm sure you see a lot of different type of cars. You see a lot of the similar cars, but a lot of different ones as well. What's been your favorite over the years? Or can you pick one?
Well, you know, it's difficult because, as everybody knows, personally, it's a lot of personal opinion on what's your favorite. But I will tell you that the era that I really gravitate to are the late 50s Italian exotics. You know, those pontoon fender Testarossa Ferraris, you know, they're like $30 million now. Who'd have thought they would have got to that value? But, you know, that era of design, and really, I guess you'd say the simplicity, you know, they have the water gauge, the oil gauge, RPM, you know, very, it's just man and machine, which, don't get me wrong, I mean, now you go. Other side. Look at the new Bugatti, and then look at the brand new, all these new cars coming from Ferrari, like the LaFerrari. I mean, they're how do you not love these cars? And what's really nice is they're actually very reliable now, you know, compared to years ago.
Well, I have to say, I don't really know. I've never had a chance to sit in any of them. Is that something that people are allowed to do when they go to these events? Are they allowed to get close enough to actually sit in them?
Well, what happens is this. It's funny. We don't advertise that if you come to the show, you can jump in every one of these cars. Because
right.
You have to understand that 60% of the cars are owned by private individuals. So if you have whether it's 100 or a million car, you know, not want somebody just a car. But I've been doing this 12 years. We have a great car owners. They're really down there. A lot of these guys came from nothing. They have a lot of money now. They built their businesses, and, you know, when there's sometimes a young boy or girl, just all goo-goo-eyed, as we call it, staring at the car, to let them sit in the car. And, you know, they feel like they're respectful of the people. So, yeah, a lot of people get to get it and kind of get a feel for, like, sit behind the wheel of a $4 or $5 million sports car.
Now, it's not all about the cars either. There's other things that are going to be at these events. So tell us a little bit more about outside of the speed part of Festivals of Speed.
Sure. Well, I mean, like, for example, on Friday night, April 1st in Vinoy Park, we've got about 125-foot tent, and we do a luxury lifestyle cocktail reception from 8 to 11 p.m., and that's, you know, like Mender and Hyde, all the best craft bars in downtown St. Peter there with their bartenders doing all the bartending. We've got restaurants like Cecil coming out doing the food. This great kickoff party. We've got about 80 to 90 of the world's most exotic cars all around the tent for people to kind of check out. And then we have now this year, this to happen about every 3 or 4 years, large contingent of offshore powerboat collectors bringing, you know, the big 40, 50-foot skaters, the big Donzies. Those boats are just absolutely gorgeous. So they really look spectacular. So we're really looking forward to those guys. And then there's the whole world of all the motorcycles, the vintage and contemporary motorcycles, you know, from a 1920 Harley up to the brand-new Ducatis and everything in between.
So for somebody to be able to experience the amazing event that you guys put on every single year when you come back to St. Pete, how do people go about getting their tickets and seeing the event itinerary?
Oh, real simple. You just go right on the website, and you can just purchase right online, and you'll have your ticket emailed instantly right to you. The advantage of buying a ticket on the website is that when you get to the event, you don't have to wait on the line. You walk right to the head of the line, you show them the printout, you go right in. You can buy them the day of the show, but, you know, the lines get a little bit long, so... Same price either way, but wherever they like to get it is fine with us.
Well, and thank you very much for coming on. Always love talking about this. Always love telling people about this. And you know what? Yes, people can go to the website, festivalsofspeed.com, to get your tickets. But want everybody to also remember that through knockoutradio.com, talkingsportswithrandyharris.com, they go to the contact page, send us an email. They can enter to win for a free pair of tickets as well. So... if you can't get them for free Perfect. With us, then go to festivalsofspeed.com and make sure you buy your tickets for Festivals of Speed April 1st through the 3rd. Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. And if you need us, just give us a call.
Absolutely. And we will see you in just a couple of weekends. One last phone call we would like to do. As always. Oh, hey, no.
Damn!
Just kidding. No rib today. No rib today.
Ah, I was hoping.
I know. You had texted me specifically to say, I really hope Rob calls in today.
Well, and I had the ice chest open until, you know, 150. And at 150 it closed. So
that is quite unfortunate. I hate technical difficulties. I'm assuming it was a technical difficulty. So
he's been waiting.
I don't know.
His timer's battery ran out.
I
hate when that happens. Hey, do we need to hit another break, or are we just going to talk about spring training?
I think we can go ahead and talk about some spring training because we are now. I mean, I was driving through the traffic when Atlanta is playing the Phillies at Bright House Field right now. In the middle of it, we have the Rays down in Fort Myers right now playing against Boston. I guess you guys don't get too much in the way of spring training talk going on while you're out in Vegas right now.
No, I mean, it's on TV, you know, as you walk through the casinos and you walk. I don't know. I would assume that you could even still bet on it, bet on spring training, which to me is nuts. That's like, you know, betting on WrestleMania.
Those are prop bets, though. Might as well be.
Well, exactly. You know, because it's not really – I don't want to say it's not competitive, but it's not a real competitive game.
Really.
So, you know, you're not going to have guys crashing in, or you shouldn't have guys crashing into the wall. And, you know, the one baseball talk that is going on out here in Las Vegas, and more importantly with all the UFC brass and fighters, Shane Victorino with the Chicago Cubs now.
Do you think this might be the year he gets it? He gets a ring?
Another ring?
Another one, yeah, to go with that Red Sox one.
No, because I think they jinxed him. Well, I think he has a Phillies one, too. But I think they jinxed him and the Cubs, you know, by now picking them. Everybody's picking them to win the World Series. And what people tend to forget is everybody loved Joe Maddon when he was in Tampa.
Yep.
Tampa Bay.
Be
Tampa. It very possibly could be Tampa soon, but right now it's still Tampa Bay. Everybody loved him because he was the guy that couldn't get what he wanted, couldn't get the team that he wanted, couldn't have the money to spend like he wanted. Now that he's in Chicago and he basically has an open checkbook and he has anything and everything that he wants, now a lot of eyes are on Joe Maddon to finally produce. He was never told finally produce in Tampa Bay.
But he produced.
Now. Well, yeah. He sort of he didn't produce. He was Tony Dungy. You know, he didn't produce. What?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Took a team that wasn't where it needed to be, had a lot of success, got them to a position of where they had never been before.
A position of relevance.
But never won the World Series.
Until you have that banner. Yeah. You know, I don't even care about the American League or National League championship banner. Until you have that championship banner, then you're the little train that couldn't, you know. So, yeah, he got them above what most people expected, but it's still, you know, until you win the big thing, you're the Philadelphia Eagles. Until you win the big thing, you know, even though the Atlanta Braves won one, you're the Atlanta Braves. You know, probably the best team in that whole era and only wins one World Series.
Bills who went 4 years in a row?
The Bills went 4 years in a row. The Minnesota Vikings went four times, and not in a row, but went four times and lost in the Super Bowl. So, you know, I've talked to many people in Philadelphia, you know, because there's the big talk about, you know, the Tampa Bay Bucks, and yeah, they only won one. And which would you rather be, the Philadelphia Eagles that went, the Buffalo Bills that went to four straight, or have at least one of those trophies? Win me the trophy. And Joe Maddon wasn't able to do that here. Will he be able to do that in Chicago with all the eyes on him now, with everybody picking him now? And again, it's not him on the field. But, you know, as you know, a manager can win or lose a handful of games. And those games
that handful could be very important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I didn't realize, again, awful planning by me, my producer, and my entire Knockout Radio team. I'm on a red eye coming home after the fight Saturday. I believe there's a NASCAR race here in Las Vegas on Sunday.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't.
Yeah, you definitely should have hung out.
I might have stayed and watched a little NASCAR wrecks.
That's all they're good for.
I guess Denny Hamlin just had one, too. I guess he totaled his car, and, you know, not good things for Denny Hamlin. But, you know, I was here. I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way, but I'm here. You know, I've been on the speedway. I've been in a car around that track. It would have been cool to watch a NASCAR race while I was here, but I'm not. I will be on that red eye as soon as the fight is over. Now, I know we only have about 6 minutes left, and I know there's plenty of other things to talk about. A lot of Bucks talk. There's already interest, you know, with the draft right around the corner, spring training. But the main reason I'm in Las Vegas, UFC 196,
absolutely,
tomorrow night on pay-per-view. A very good card. Diego Sanchez, not even on the undercard. He's on the fight pass. What's that say? But let's talk about three fights that interest me the most. One starting with Corey Anderson against our good friend, the filthy one, Tom Lawler. And Tom's the underdog.
obviously been around a little bit longer than Corey Anderson. Corey Anderson also was an up-and-comer from Tough and had a decent string of success. I like that fight. I think this is youth versus experience in this one. And I don't know. We have had Corey on a couple times, the Wednesday night show, Thursday at the time. And I have a personal loyalty, if you will. Not necessarily rooting, but if I have to pick in this one, I might have to pick Corey.
Out of loyalty?
Yeah.
Okay, well then.
For me.
Since you're taking Corey out of loyalty, and I talked to Corey two or three times yesterday, I got him to do a liner for the show that we'll unveil next week or the week after. But if it's a straight loyalty thing, then I will stay loyal, and I will go with Tom Lawler.
Yep. You've obviously known Tom for a long time.
Long time. Matter of fact, we brought Tom Lawler out when we did a thing for the Angelus out at the Dallas Bowl when we had the Undertaker there, and Tom was involved. And, you know, Tom's involved in wrestling. And basically, I don't want to say he grew up in the Tampa Bay area, but fought numerous times for, we believe it was the WFC. When he came out a couple times, one to Who Let the Dogs Out. He's come out to The Real American when he fought for the UFC in Toronto. And so if it's a straight loyalty thing, and that's all we're going by,
yep.
And like Corey, and he's been on the show, you go with Corey for loyalty, I'll go with Tom Lawler for loyalty.
Now,
let's go to the co-main event.
Yeah.
Undefeated champion Holly Holm and Misha Tate.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about how Misha actually might be very well suited to be able to win the belt from Holly in this sense. In this instance, as much as over time I have actually been a Misha Tate fan, I've watched a lot of her fights. She fought when the UFC was in Orlando the first time we went out and covered that, and had a big win that was coming off of, I think, her second loss to Ronda. So needed to get back on the right side of the win column. She did. I don't see a way you can pick against Holly Holm, honestly.
Well, you definitely can. I mean, Misha Tate, you know, I think is the person to maybe come in and surprise Holly Holm. I'm not saying I'm taking her yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that Misha Tate, and I said this on the Wednesday night show, and I even said I'm sure that I'm going to take some ribbing for it, and Jay agreed with me. Misha Tate is more well-rounded than Ronda Rousey. Ronda has the one thing and the one thing only. Misha, if it goes to the ground, Misha can handle herself. If it stays up, Misha's okay in striking and boxing. Plus, if you look at a lot of Misha's fights, she gets her butt kicked early in the fight. She's bloodied, she's whatever, and she comes back and finds.
She stays in it.
You know, so she does have a puncher's chance, even though I hate using that. She does have a submission chance, which I hate saying it. I'm going to stay with Holly Holm. I picked her to beat Ronda. You know, because of her background, her experience, she's not going to fall, you know, to the pressure. So I will take her. Now, with 1 minute left, Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz, 10 seconds. Who are you taking?
I don't want to take McGregor, so I won't. Nate Diaz, just hoping.
I don't know. I'm torn. I don't like what Nate has looked like. I don't like that. Not necessarily that backing down because he hasn't, but he hasn't come forward. I'm going to take Conor McGregor only because I want to see Conor McGregor, Nick Diaz at UFC 200, and then Conor McGregor, Robbie Lawler at UFC 202. So with all that said, I'm going to check out, coming to you live from Las Vegas, UFC 196. I'll be tweeting. I'll be live Facebooking. I'll be doing the whole nine yards. Have a great weekend. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
And I am KO Weggs on Twitter. Make sure you follow Randy on Facebook, Randy Harris, because he has been going live a lot, especially at these events. So make sure you follow along live. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.